Imagine this: building a global company. No employees, zero venture capital, just you and a laptop. Sounds a bit like science fiction, doesn't it? But the whole definition of a solo entrepreneur, it's fundamentally changing right now. Today, we're diving into a pretty profound shift where AI, well, it isn't just another tool, it's actually becoming the core infrastructure for a whole new class of businesses.
Yeah, exactly. And our mission, really, in this deep dive is to unpack how artificial intelligence is just redefining entrepreneurship. It's enabling individuals, maybe like you listening, to achieve scale, productivity, profitability, things that were unthinkable before. We'll look at the rise of this one-person unicorn idea, what the new AI toolkit actually involves, and even some, well, surprising and pretty intense work cultures popping up. We pulled together insights from news articles, some research, real-world examples, basically giving you a shortcut to getting up to speed on this.
Okay, one person unicorn. That's a pretty bold term. How does that actually work? Can you maybe give us an example, something to bring it to life?
Absolutely. So, picture a founder. Let's call him Alex. He dreams up this global social media marketing platform. Now, traditionally, that's millions in funding, right?
Yeah.
Huge teams for UI, marketing, sales support. Just a massive, massive undertaking.
Yeah, sounds exhausting just thinking about
It really is.
it.
But Alex, he just had his laptop and a bunch of AI services. He used an AI-powered UI generator for the front end. He used AI for his marketing, his sales funnels, and an AI chatbot. That handled 247 customer support.
Wow.
And in just a few months, the platform launch, it found product market fit, started making real money. It
Yeah.
just goes to show this era of the one-person unicorn, it's here.
So it's less about, doing every single little thing yourself until you burn out, and it's more about strategically directing this kind of digital workforce that really changes the game.
That's the core insight, exactly. The modern solo founder isn't really a lone wolf anymore, not in the traditional sense. Instead, you're more like an orchestrator. You're leveraging these AI platforms like a 247 go-to-market team. They can handle content, finance, you name it. It gives you what we're calling enterprise-level firepower.
Enterprise-level firepower. I like
Yeah.
that.
And the key, really, is protecting your own cognitive bandwidth. Delegate those repetitive tasks early. You become more of a system architect for your AI agents. And these agentic AI systems, they're the real game changers because they can actually initiate, plan, and complete complex multi-step tasks all on their own.
That's fascinating. But okay, here's something that feels a bit counterintuitive. With all this talk of efficiency and AI doing the work, we're seeing something else emerge, aren't we? Something that feels contradictory.
Oh, definitely. It's a profound irony, actually. AI promises automation, simplicity. But we're seeing these super intense new work cultures, like this 007 ethic, midnight to midnight, 7 days a week. You see in places like San Francisco, this whole dormitory startup thing, founders packed into tiny, expensive rooms.
Driven by the competition, right? The AI boom fueling it.
Exactly. The competition is fierce. So the time AI saves, it's not going towards leisure time. It's getting reinvested straight back into more work, just trying to stay ahead of the curve.
So we're automating the grind, but maybe just working ourselves to death more efficiently. That feels like a weird outcome.
It highlights a critical contradiction, yeah. Especially for long-term sustainability. AI can enable that, unfortunately.
Okay, so what does this mean for you listening? Is it all just about grinding harder, but with AI? Or is there another way?
No, not at all. The real shift, the valuable shift, is from human creation to human curation and direction. AI augments us. It doesn't replace us. It's great with logic, with data, but your uniquely human skills, emotional intelligence, ethical judgment, creative vision, those become more valuable, more pronounced. That's your edge.
Right. And that leads us to maybe a blueprint for success, something you can actually use. Inspired by people doing this now. First, focus. Pick one single use case. Don't try to build for everyone. Solve one clear problem really well where AI can give you leverage.
And second, price with confidence. Don't undervalue what you're building just because you're solo. Your AI-augmented output can be huge. Higher prices often mean better, more serious customers, too.
Good point. Third, delegate the repetitive stuff early. Use AI. Free up your own mental energy for the big picture stuff.
And fourth, aim for stable, lasting value. Don't just chase the latest shiny AI trend. Find a real, consistent problem you can solve. AI is the tool, not the goal itself. Build something durable.
Makes sense. And fifth, be data-driven. Use AI's analytical power to make smarter decisions. Always.
And finally, always think augmentation, not replacement. Your perspective, your ability to guide the AI, that's what creates something truly unique. Technology alone can't match that.
So what this deep dive really shows is that solo entrepreneurship isn't vanishing. It's actually morphing into something potentially much more powerful, more complex, all powered by AI.
Yeah, the one-person unicorn. It's not a myth anymore. It's becoming a reality.
Yeah.
But it leaves you with a really important question to think about. How can you leverage AI not just to automate tasks, but to truly amplify your unique human skills, your creativity, your vision? How do you use it to build something sustainable, something impactful in this completely new landscape?